Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Some Boston clergy members and other prominent black city leaders gathered at Boston Police Headquarters yesterday to show support for police. They say that amid violence involving police in other areas of the country, Boston police have actually diffused potentially dangerous situations without controversy. But they also said something about the activists who criticize police, activists who work under the umbrella term, many of them, Black Lives Matter. Here's the Reverend Eugene Rivers and Pastor Mark Scott, both with the Azusa Christian Community in Boston.
We support Black Lives Matter when they do sensible things. Pastor Scott and I, what was it, last Thursday?
We've been to every march.
Every march.
Every march.
In fact, we reached out to Black Lives Matter and said, we'd like to sit down and talk with you and share experiences. They refused to meet. Mayor Walsh invited Black Lives Matter to come to sit down and talk about the issues. They refuse. So if you can find them, you tell Black Lives Matter that the black clergy who work on the streets every day would love to sit down and talk with them and have a real dialogue.
We have two guests here in studio to talk further about this. Nino Brown is an organizer with Mass Action Against Police Brutality. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us is the Reverend Mariama White Hammond, who ministers at the Bethel AME Church in Jamaica Plain and is also an activist. Mariama, welcome.
Thank you.
So I want to start with you, Nino, your group, Mass Action Against Police Brutality. How, first off, just so folks know, how would you describe how your group fits in with Black Lives Matter?
So my group, Mass Action Against Police Brutality, we've been organizing in the wake of the Ferguson Rebellion that happened 2 years ago, where Michael Brown was murdered by Officer Darren Wilson, that gave birth to this movement, protest movement against police brutality that has been called Black Lives Matter, Movement for Black Lives, what have you, the media, whoever has called it that. So Mass Action is, we are a part of this larger fight against police brutality and state-sanctioned violence and terror. So we don't like openly say we are a part of a movement for Black Lives. That's more so a label that the media has, you know, slapped on any black activist that does anything, you know, in the streets. Because this problem existed before Ferguson, and all of us have been organizing against police brutality for decades, you know, before 2014. So, you know, we don't operate under that label.
So I'm just wondering, though, you are an activist for some similar goals here, and I do think that there is a shorthand, if you will, of calling all activists sort of working towards similar goals the same thing, and there may be differences. But I'm wondering what you think of what the Reverend Eugene Rivers said at this press conference, along with Pastor Mark Scott, about Black Lives Matter, not folks, activists who are protesting, not meeting with the police, not meeting with Mayor Walsh. Is that something that you would agree with? How would you respond to that?
Well, I don't know Eugene Rivers personally, but I think, you know, far too often the people in power want to bring those who are trying to change the power relations to the table so as to diffuse and pacify, mollify social movements, because that's how you destroy a social movement. That's how you pacify and get people to go back into their house. You bring them in to just, you know, calm things down, even though the tensions and the conditions are not changing. You know, Boston is still a very segregated city. There are still cuts to the budget to the public school system, whereas there are never any cuts to the police department. You know, so I think it's a smart move for any activist trying to change the system or to organize against police brutality to not meet with the police,
you know. So you wouldn't meet with the police?
Well, no, that's against one of our principles of unity.
Your principles say you will not meet with police.
Our principles of unity number 5 says we do not organize with police informants, past informants, MBTA officers, et cetera, et cetera.
But how would it improve then? I mean, you're an outsider. If you don't work with people, how can things improve? How can they change if you want change?
Well, I mean, I would disagree that we are not outsiders.
You're not within the police department, but you want the police department and the criminal justice system to change. But you won't talk with the people in those systems to make those changes. I don't know how those changes can happen.
I mean, just look at history. I mean, never in history, in the U.S. history of social movements, has change been brought a substantial change been brought about that way. Our approach is to organize people on the streets because we think that power lies in, you know, these politicians, but that's not, they wield power. You know, that's not where power ultimately lies. It lies in the masses of people, the millions or thousands of, if not millions of people who are affected by this issue in some way, shape, or form, or see this as a moral outrage, what have you. So that's not a part of our strategy to, you know, to work with the people who have power, because the information, there's books and statistics, you know, so they this information is there. If they want to do the right thing, do the right thing. Enforce the law, you know. We don't need any more laws, because clearly there's a two-tier system, one for police and those who have institutional power, and then one for everyone else, you know? So it shouldn't be like that. That's fundamentally unjust. It should be, you know, if cops kill someone, brutalize someone, they should be doing time just like any other civilian, any other person.
Hmm. I don't think that that's what folks are arguing with, but I do think that, you know, if there wasn't if the attention that there has been put on this over the past 2 years, I think there has been movement. And you know, maybe that's because of dialogue, because of awareness in a way. And I want to ask the Reverend White Hammond about this. You're not an organizer necessarily within the Black Lives Matter movement, but you have attended some of their events. Mm. Is that correct?
And I'm a resident of Boston. I've been organizing around these issues. A youth worker for 13 years. I worked in a neighborhood where my young people were consistently profiled by the police. And sometimes in the process of working with them, I ended up being profiled too. So, you know, I'm here, and I was hesitant even to come because I think that you want to hear directly from BLM and from folks who are doing this work that represent that generation. I think I sit in between because I am an ordained clergy person. I am at a church. I know many of the players. I do know both Reverend Rivers and Reverend Scott personally, and many others. And at the same time, I have also listened really closely to and understand some of the frustration of young people who are calling out what the police have been doing, and sometimes I do think that there are real valid critiques, that there are low hanging fruit that we know could be changed that don't always get changed, right? And so I think that there's a valid critique there, and I also think folks say they want a dialogue, and I think that's important. I do think there's an importance to having those conversations. I do think there's an importance to nuance and working out the details, because the devil is all often in the details. But I do want to affirm the reality that sometimes folks don't get called to the table in a way that honors, there's a power inequity. And if you want to have authentic dialogue, you got to think about how you're going to do that without a power, or reducing as much as possible the power inequity that folks face in coming to the table. And to have the patience, right? One of the things I think I affirm and appreciate about, and I think Nino has raised this, and I think this is true. The Movement for Black Lives is an organization that has national chapters, but there are also many other groups who've been working on this. I remember when I was, you know, 19, 20, a bunch of our folks organizing cop watches. So this is not exactly anything new, and it's much larger. But
you know, Boston Police, some members showed up at this press conference yesterday, and they said, they acknowledged, you know, we do have a history here, a negative history here in Boston, and there were problems, but we are moving forward, and we're trying to reach common ground with the folks who are concerned. Do you think that's happening?
You know, I want to be honest. Like, I think that there are some folks that are trying to take steps. It's the same way that I work with young people who got out of lockup and are trying to turn their lives around. Everything doesn't happen overnight. That being said, I do think there's a lot more work that could be done, one. I also think that a lot of rank-and-file police officers seem resistant to this work. So I think it's challenging because there's you know, the police chief, and I've had conversations with him. I think you can have an honest conversation with him. There's also the police union, and they're not always the same thing. So,
as we saw in Somerville this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think the thing for me, this is like a general life principle. When I see people making effort, I acknowledge that effort. That doesn't mean there's not a lot more work to be done. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily think it's helpful to attack BLM or the larger police brutality movement in the media, if there's a conversation to be had, I think there's better ways to have that conversation.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we have to end this conversation. We are already out of time, but I do want to say that we did try to reach out to the organizers within Black Lives Matter Boston, but we did not hear back from them. So I want to thank both of you for being with us. Nino Brown is an organizer with Mass Action Against Police Brutality. I'm sure we'll have you in again.
Thank you.
Also, Reverend Mariama White Hammond, an activist and minister at the Bethel AME Church in Jamaica Plain. Thanks to you as well. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.